News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Workers at the semi-state-owned Bordnamona Recycling have promised to ballot for a strike if the company is ever privatised. With us to discuss this is Adrian Kane, SIP2 Transport, Energy, Aviation and Construction Divisional Organiser. Adrian, what's going on here? Is Bordnamona Recycling going to be privatised? Is there a plan to do so?
Well, we're trying our damnedest to ensure that doesn't happen. What Bordnamona tell us is that there is a strategic review underway, which they're looking at three options. One, further investment. Two, a joint venture. Or three, the sale of the company. And then when we asked them, are you actively selling the company? They said, yes, we're actively accepting bids. So they speak with forked tongue, as it were. We don't believe it's a good idea to privatise Bordnamona Recycling, and primarily because we don't believe that we can protect our members' terms and conditions if the company is privatised. And I say that on the basis that no other waste company at the moment recognises a trade union for collective bargaining purposes. And we believe that it's better for the state, it's better for the environment, and better for our workers and our members.
If better for your workers, I can absolutely see that. How is it better for the state and for the environment? What difference does it make, really, who owns a recycling company, if it's state-owned? It's not exactly a key strategic asset.
Well, it is a key strategic asset, and the reason why it is, and what it Bordnamona Recycling does primarily is domestic waste collection. And we have the most dysfunctional domestic waste collection service in Europe. We have what's called a side-by-side system, whereby there are multiple providers within a local authority. So a number of things have happened since that system has evolved over the last 30 or 40 years. First of all, there's been huge concentration in the market. There were previously 80 providers plus, now down to 50. We have a situation where almost one in four households have no domestic waste collection service at all. We're the only country, and there was an IPA study conducted by Dublin City Council in 2023 of comparative European cities like Stockholm, Strasbourg, and a number of Copenhagen. No other city, only Dublin, has a problem with illegal dumping. And that stems primarily from the fact that we don't have a situation where the rest of Europe has, where either the local authority collects the waste or you tender for the entire market.
I have to come in there. I mean, the reason why we have illegal dumping is because you have to pay to dispose of your waste. And that's why people dump, because they don't want to pay. It's not because they don't want to pay a private company as opposed to a semi-state company.
Well, this comes back to the relationship that the state has with collecting waste from its citizens.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you apply just pure market forces, you end up in the situation that we're in. So what happens?
Yeah, but it's more complicated than that, because we did have...
Let
me just put the question to you. It is more complicated than that.
Can I put the question to you and then you can give me your answer.
Yeah. We did have a system where local authorities collected the waste, and there was a campaign organised by the far left against payment. And that's why local authorities exited, because they couldn't get people to pay for it. And this service was completely unviable.
Yeah. Just coming back to the point I'm making in terms of, if you allow complete free market forces as opposed to a regulated market that has a state intervening at an intelligent level. So the point I would make and say, if you look at this comparative study that was done with regards to Dublin City Council, every other city has a situation, or every other country has a system whereby it is one provider per local authority, and then you build in a provision in terms of, if it's not possible for a household to pay, that there is some subvention by the state. That's what used to happen as well. There was
There'd be huge percentage of people who say, I can't pay and I won't pay. That's what happened when the local authorities ran it. It'll happen again.
Well, you see, that's not exactly what did happen. Okay, and the point I would make, and I would agree with you, with regard to the use of the waiver system was abused. That is true to say. But you don't have to design or you learn from the problems of the past. But the problem that we have now is that this is a really dysfunctional way in which we collect waste, and it's leading to huge illegal waste. And you can't run a notionally first world economy where one quarter of households have no service at all, and that then leads to illegal dumping. Nobody seems to be terribly interested in trying to address that. We are. And if I could just come back to Bordamona Recycling itself, there's been a lot of talk in the Midlands about a just transition. We believe that the best way in which the people that we represent in Bordamona for a just transition is that they don't transition out of what's a decent job at the moment. And that's what we're primarily trying to ensure, that that continues to be the case.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Adrian Kane, SIP2 Transport, Energy, Aviation and Construction Divisional Organiser. If you're one of the people who are living in Leinster, North Munster and are availing of that service particularly, let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.